No, I was not here, so here's, I'm gonna call the meeting to order. Mr. Ray, you want to do it?
I fall in heaven, come to you today with thanksgiving in my heart. Heavenly Father, I'm just so thankful that you loved us enough, that you watched over us and kept us, Lord. And Lord, we just thank you for grace and mercy and pray that you will be with us in this meeting today, Heavenly Father. And everything we do and say will be pleasing unto you and to the people of Seat of Love, Lord. And I ask your guidance in all that we do. And continue to watch over us and bless us, Lord. We love you and we thank you for all things, great and small. Amen.
Okay.
Salute the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Speaker Pop.
Well, he went.
What's his quote on his how much five days?
He said if he was gonna have to, he needed to do 15-inch pipe. I don't know.
Okay.
Okay, the first thing we're going to have is going to be the police department building.
Yes, and I don't know what.
They have the roof is in,
No. They have not came.
Vivian has not?
No. They came, but they haven't came back.
So they need to be called.
Went there?
We're on the list.
We're on the list.
Okay, good.
They haven't done it yet, though.
Okay, good.
It's not been done. We call them the day after the meeting.
Yeah, we probably had to put us back from where we were.
Yes, they probably had to put us back on the schedule.
Yeah, they're going to call us when they get
ready. That same that they did over the 40.
Well, I think we need to get this thing going. I mean, as what I understand, the rumors going around that we're going to do away with the police department and we're going to do away with the police department building and we're not going to need it. And I don't know who would give credence to that by repeating it, but you know, we've been trying to get this police department fixed for months. And I think it's time to get something. The only thing is on the bids, we've still got. Looks like Terrence came down to 17.5 from 20,000. Blake is at 15. Still don't know why we would pay an extra $2,500. They've all agreed to sign out on the. Sammy Aker was 16.8. And they've all agreed, I guess Terrence has, to follow the exact specifications that all the rest of them did.
I think if something was said about the quality of the work, I don't know the other two. I don't know anything about the other two people, the companies that put in the bid. I don't know about their work or somebody here was saying that they had left the job and didn't come back, but one of them, I don't know which one.
So just kind of hearsay?
And yes, they were talking it here, so, and was talking about the quality, so, you know.
Well, who said, they probably need to make a statement about it.
Yeah, well, they, somebody here did say something, that one of them did something for them. I don't know, was it you or Benada or somebody?
I haven't heard either. Well, their parents have worked for us, but I've never gotten either any of them working.
Not me, but my husband does country work, that's his trade, and I know, he's worked with Terrence, and Terrence is, he's reliable, and he does a good job. And I think most of the work that's been done here, he's done it.
All I'm going is just like you on what people have told me about the quality of work and what they've done for the town. And, you know, I haven't heard anything about any bad work. And somebody else told me, is Blake Broom not the one that did the basketball court out here? Y'all know who did the basketball?
I think that was Eddie. I don't think it was through a grant.
I mean, I don't know. All I know is they said Blake Broom did the basketball court and he didn't charge.
Terrence did the basketball court, but when they added onto it to make it longer to do whatever the memorial thing, he added the whatever on the end of it.
I didn't know Blake did that, and I'm thinking Terrence is the one that did the basketball court, but I'm not sure. I don't know any of them. Well, I do know Sammy Avery, but I don't know him well enough to say that. I know he does a lot of work, but his bid is higher also. It's between the two, it's a 16-8. And he's the one that drew up these specifications, and I've heard somebody mention a 15-inch pipe. What he drew up says a 15-inch pipe. I can't sit here and say his quality of work's gonna be any better, any worse than any of the rest of them, but it's pretty, you know, it's a concrete mix, and it's the exact specifications of 4 inches wide, 8 inches high, and it's got rebar in it, which is pretty hard to
mess up. But it's all the specs are the same at 145 feet and 15 inch.
Yeah, all of them agree to go with those specs.
15-inch pipe.
Now, no one has signed it, but whoever we do give it to needs to sign off on this if they're going to follow the specs.
What is it?
It's quite a bit. It's $2,500 more. About the lowest bid is 15. The next bid is 16.8. And the next bid is
16.8.
It's in the last minute.
It's
in the last minute.
Oh, okay.
Please go back to your last minute.
Yeah. What is this 40 thing?
That's from.
If you got one, you can look at this one. It's got three copies of it.
You got three copies?
Yeah, I wasn't made it in.
Oh.
I'm just ready to sign.
Oh, here's it.
That's how you listen.
My question is, really, did we not ask for references from any of those that...
Obviously, we didn't.
Yeah, I mean, references and standards.
Let me put it this way.
Well, you know, word of mouth, I mean, people hear that you used any of them and know the quality of work they do. Then, you know, sometimes word of mouth goes a long way.
Word of mouth will actually get you using someone all the time. A lot of people using one person all the time. But if you have a bid process, yes, and we put out Facebook.
Let me stop you. One of the things I understood that happened in the meeting last night, we were discussing about follow procedures in our meetings. Our meeting is, when we get to this point, it's council decides what to do. I understand what you're saying, but we haven't, as far as I know, had any references on any bid or any work that's been done in this town in the last 5 years. So now all of a sudden, we should be getting references, and all I want to do is get the police department fixed.
So my question.
We need to do it. Now, I don't think anybody's going to say that either one of these guys are going to really mess up.
But we don't have to go, there's nothing to say we have to go with the highest bid or the lowest bid.
No, I'm not.
It's just a bid, whoever makes the motion, wherever it goes, it's where it's, that's what it is. I mean, we don't have nothing in writing, I know, to say, and we have to go with whoever.
There's not, you don't have to.
But you also, the consideration of where we are, as far as, I mean, I don't think we're in a position to spend an extra money. If, as long as the work can be done to spec, or they agree to do the work to spec. I don't see why we should be spending $2,500, even $1,800 extra if the person agrees to do the work to spec. And now we have to do a contract like this. This is not telling me a whole lot.
What's that, what do you mean?
No.
That's not in detail.
Yeah, but we didn't ask you.
No, the only one that's in detail is Sammy Akers.
Yeah.
And that's why I said that they would have to sign off on what he put down as the specs for this.
Well, but we went to him and asked him to do it again, and they didn't go to the labor room and ask him to do it again, and that doesn't seem fair to me. That one person got the opportunity to redo his bid, and this guy didn't. You get the opportunity to be more specific on the bid. Because the initial piece that we got from Mr. Dixon was not in detail either, and it was much higher. So he had the opportunity to look at what was here and redo it. And so you really need to get
this person who didn't have the opportunity to look
at it again. Yes.
And redo it.
And write down.
So he don't know that it's the 145.
No, he does. No, he does.
He knows that, but we don't have it in writing.
All three of them have agreed to follow these specs.
Okay.
All three. Sammy Akers.
Yeah, that's what Wayne said, everybody.
And the 15-inch pipe and the rebar. So they've got something that they have to meet.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing we're saying is, we give it to one of them before they start that work. They need to sign off on the back of this that I'm going to do it to these specs.
Yes. Right? Yes. Mm-hmm.
So
we need to still then table this and we go back to them. Is that what we're saying?
No, you can make a motion dependent on. You can make a motion dependent on the receipt of an agreement.
Make a motion that we proceed, or make a motion that.
Well.
It's like when you have the fire department do their volunteer list, you make a contingent upon satisfactory background check. You can do a motion that has a contingency in it.
Where's the money coming from?
Sort of general or
capital?
There's, yeah. Do we have capital improvement within the general? The capital improvement is not listed on here, so it must be developed in the general.
She might have one.
Yeah, I don't see it on the accounts, but it has to come out of the accounts. I make a motion to approve the quote of Blake Broom of $15,000 to fix the drainage at the police department, contingent upon assigning agreement to spec. That would be $15,000 for company general fund.
You're saying Blake Broom's?
The lowest bid.
My second.
Mr. Vaughn?
Yes.
Ms. Grace?
No.
Ms. Higgins?
That's fine.
That's fine. Ms. Ricci?
Yes.
Mayor Craig?
No.
Sounds like we're going to table this until the next.
Well, you can still, you can make a motion for the other bid.
This can go somewhere, we'll see. I'm just, you know, as far as, you know, the ability of discussion, I just would like to know why you want to spend more.
Well, my.
Considering where we are budget-wise.
Yeah. My vote was based on the fact that I'm closely related to Terrence.
Okay.
And I don't want nothing to come back to bite me.
Yeah.
Somewhere.
As far as me, I think Terrence needs the opportunity, maybe we can talk to him again. He's done the work here, he is from here, he's a good person, and he stands by his work.
And these other two are also from Cherokee County?
They are.
So.
Just say your book, me.
I would think, I don't know if this is accurate, but either Ms. Grace or Ms. said he cannot go any lower than he is right now. That's what he said.
That's what he told us.
Yeah.
That's what he told us, them in the office. The lady just said that. He said, that's what he told me, that's what he said to me.
And you want to go with somebody else, a higher bid?
I just don't think, man.
So that just has to make a motion if you want to try that.
No, I just want to have a discussion.
I like you to get it done, yeah, I mean, that's fine.
What, Ms. Mayor Craig?
What?
You were saying why you want to go with the higher bid?
Oh, I didn't say that, I don't want to, no bid.
Why you didn't want to bid at all?
I didn't say that, I'm just going to say, I don't know what, I want to just make sure that we're going to keep the police department for, I'll vote to fix it. Because from what I'm hearing, people are saying that we're going to do away with the police department, doing away with the fire department, doing away with this, so why are we going to spend money?
How can we let that building sit out there and keep rotting to the ground? Because somebody. Because somebody in this town said, we're not going to have a police department, we're going to let that building go to waste.
I mean, I got nothing to do with this. I mean, whoever said that we going to do away with police and fire department needs to come here and say, hey, you said this, I mean, because Cedar Bluff needs the police department and we need our fire department.
Exactly.
And it's.
And our court.
And it's crazy, and the court.
Well, who said we wouldn't?
I mean, that's.
I think.
That's a fact, I mean, and we.
I've been talking about rumors, people, and I'm not saying that.
We need to move away from rumors and get on facts.
Well, this is all malicious rumor, and I think we need to tend to what's on the agenda, which is the police department building. And obviously, there's malicious intent in those kind of, that kind of gossip. And, you know, I don't want to deal in it, so.
I don't think we should even entertain, because we are talking about putting all this money in a police department, us, all of us, and why would we be putting, spending money on something that we talking about we're going to get rid of? That makes no sense. So, I mean.
I don't think anybody here has said that.
Nobody said to me personally, but I have been told by multiple. I'm talking about multiple people.
Somebody
said to me.
That the council is going to get rid of the police department.
And the court, and the fire.
No, well, see, nobody in the council say.
That's what I said, I'm not going to.
I've heard nobody say. Yes.
So you believe.
We can't go by that. We've also heard that we're going to get a brand new police department, a brand new police fire department, and a brand new town hall. I mean, we can't base what we're going to vote on what somebody in the community is stirring up and trying to slow down the progress of what we're trying to make. I mean, are we just going to stop till we have the election? Is that the idea?
I think we need to move on and bury rumors and go facts. And because we are here to discuss the midst of building up of the police department because they need that space, they need that building. The people has already come and ordered the material for the roofing. And so whatever else we need to go ahead, we need to do it and move on.
Are you going to table or are you going to make?
I mean, if the other man needs a chance to look at something and rebid it.
I don't think we need to worry about any more bids. If we want to take a motion on the other one, let's do it and try to get the things fixed. I mean.
I'm sure they want to get in their building. I mean, exactly. If I was them, I would be out of that little cramped front up there. I mean, I would want to.
Well, right now it's not cramped. It's real.
Well.
I mean, I know what you're saying. I'm just.
Yeah.
We don't need to leave it just sitting there.
No.
Every month that goes by, it's more damage done to the thing. And I don't think, if for some reason somebody decides they want to get rid of our police department, which I don't think will ever happen, we still need to fix the building.
We've always
had. If we don't need the building, we need it so we can sell it. It still needs to be fixed. It doesn't need to keep rotting.
I don't think we would ever need to sell property, but we have no more property.
All I'm saying, it needs to be fixed anyway. Whatever we're going to do with it, it needs to be fixed.
The next council does with it or whatever, it needs to be maintained. But I made my motion and so, I mean, I think either make a decision or move on. This is a special call meeting, so.
Jackson.
What is Terrence's last name?
Dixon.
Dixon.
Dixon, yes.
I make a motion with Terrence Dixon's bid to fix our police department to come out of general fund for $17,500.
I'll say it.
Mr. Vaughn?
Yes.
Ms. Grace?
Yes.
Ms. Higgins?
That's right.
Ms. Ritchie?
No.
Mayor Frank?
No.
Are we consider the vote?
Do what?
Make the motion again. Reconsider the vote. Make the motion again.
Do what?
You resubmit the motion.
On what?
On that last, would you resubmit the motion about Dixon?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'll make a motion with give the bid to Terrence Dixon to complete the drains and concrete work on the police department that could take them out of the general fund.
I second.
Mr. Vaughn?
Yes.
Ms. Grace?
Yes.
Ms. Higgins?
Yes.
Ms. Ritchie?
Yes.
Mayor Crane?
No.
Can we get an update on what they're going to do to the roof? Did they give us any kind of idea when they would actually?
He could not give me a time frame. He came in and bought the permit and he said that they were ordering the supplies. Okay. He could give me a time frame at that point.
Does it matter what order it's done in? I don't know much about that construction. So whether Mr. Dixon wants to start tomorrow.
No, it doesn't matter.
Jeannie, you'll be the one to contact Mr. Dixon and
I need a copy of those specs because I don't have standing.
What did you say, Jack? He needs to sign off on what?
Specifications.
Okay.
I don't have standing acres or his specs.
Here.
Okay, that's what.
Ms. Loretta's got Jack's other copy.
There you go.
I just.
That copy Jack had you, the specs.
Is it, what is?
That's his bid, but he could use that.
That's Karen's.
Yeah, but what, he gave it, I mean.
Oh, I was giving it to her.
Oh, so you got everything you need, Jean?
Yes.
Jack, you got the stuff on the alcohol license?
Todd Norris did not get the complete license back. It's promised to him at any day. He thought he would already have it by now. I know in the past we did with the Weissmart. We approved their license pending them getting the completed state form. I wish Laura was here, but if we can do that, we can go ahead and approve our part that will give him a license, but I mean, if he doesn't have it now, we would go ahead and do it so he could get started on his license and his business. But if he doesn't have it yet, I don't see any reason. We can't wait till our first, maybe the first of the month. So I'm gonna make a motion to table the alcohol license for Last Lake Bar and Grill.
Okay.
Will you talk, are you gonna talk to him?
Yeah, I did.
About table?
So he didn't know?
No, he said he would be glad to come.
Did he not go get it? So he wasn't able to go pick it up? That was your question?
No, he's not able to get it yet. He says that if.
You're just gonna move it to, we're just gonna move that to the regular schedule meeting?
Yes, yes.
You put that on the regular schedule meeting?